Some is going by a base, Mason, hey, money's not going. Somebody who's collecting money little by little for his machzis and shekel, and he says that this money should be for my machzis and shekel, and it turns out to be more money than what is needed. The extra money would be chul, and he can use it for himself. This is the sheet of Beitul that we had previously. Ma'isar asir seifa. Ma'isar kinei zovin kinei zovin. Kinei yodos v'chatoz v'ashamot. Ma'isar in the double. Somebody is collecting money little by little for an asir seifa, a tenth of an eifa, a flower that he is to bring for a mincha, for a sin that he did, such as entering the base and make this betuma. So the din is he would bring a korban olah v'yorit. He has to bring a korban for the sin. And that korban would depend on his wealth. A wealthy person brings an animal for a chatos. If he is poor, he brings instead two birds for his chatos. And if he is very poor, then instead he would bring a tenth of an eifa of flour for a mincha. If somebody is collecting money for the asiris eifa, or he's collecting money little by little to bring the bird that is brought by a zav, or by a lettuce, a woman that gave birth, or he's collecting money little by little for a chatos, or an usha. And after he thinks he has enough money for one of these things, he said that this money should go towards one of these korbanim. And then it turned out that he had more money than what is needed. The extra money would be in a double. The extra money would be hekdish, and it would be used to buy with that money olos kayit hamizbeach, the olos that are brought to the mizbeach, when there are no other korbanos being brought. This is a general rule regarding somebody who is makdish money, and it turns out that he has extra money than what he needs. Kol shehu ba l'shem chatos u'l'shem ashma. Ma'isar in the double. Anytime you're collecting money towards a chatos or an asham, and it turns out that you have more money than what is needed, the extra money is a nedava. It goes towards buying olos kayet hamizbeach. Ma'isar oila loila. Somebody is collecting money towards buying an animal for a korban olah. There's masses of money, and it turns out that he has more money than what is needed. The extra money should go towards buying a different korban olah. Ma'isar mincha la mincha. If you're makdish money to be used for a mincha, and you have extra money, the extra money should be used towards a different korban mincha. Ma'isar shlamim l'shlamim. If you're makdish money towards buying a korban shlamim, and you have extra money, the extra money should go towards buying a different korban shlamim. Ma'isar pesach l'shlamim. If you're collecting money towards buying a korban pesach and you have extra money, the extra money would be used for a korban shlamim. As a korban pesach sometimes is brought as a shlamim, for example, a korban pesach that was not brought on the 14th day of Nisan, it would be brought later on, but not as a korban pesach, instead as a shlamim. So too, when you have extra money for a korban pesach, that extra money would be used for a korban shlamim. Ma'isar nizirin la nizirin. Somebody who's collecting money, and that money is to be used to buy korbanos for nizirin that are poor people and can't buy their own korbanos. If there's extra money left, that extra money would go towards buying korbanos for other nazir. Ma'isar nazir la nedava. Somebody who is collecting money for his own nazirs, he is another and is collecting money little by little to bring his own korbanos nazirs. If he has extra money, that extra money would be used for nedava. That money would be used to buy olos kai and tamiz beach. Ma'isar aniyin la aniyin. Somebody who is collecting money to be given to poor people, and it turns out that he has more money than what he needs for the poor people that he gave the money to. In such a case, the extra money should be given to other poor people. Ma'isar ani, lo so ani. However, if you're collecting money to be given to a specific poor person, and you have more money than what is needed for that person, that extra money goes to that specific ani. It cannot be given to a different ani, since you're collecting it for a specific poor person. Ma'isar shvuyim, la shvuyim. Somebody who's collecting money to be used to redeem people that have been captured. And there's extra money than what you need. The extra money should be used to redeem other people that have been captured. Ma'isar shavui la'oso shavui. Somebody who's collecting money to redeem a specific captured person. In such a case, if there's extra money, that money would be given to that specific person who was captured. And since you're collecting money specifically for that person, any extra money would have to be given to that person. Ma'isar ha'meisim la'meisim. Money that is collected for the purposes of kburas ha'meisim, a bearing of the dead. Any extra money that is left over would be used for the bearing of other meisim. Ma'isar ha'meis liyorshim. money that is collected for the burying of a specific maid, if there's any extra money that is not needed, that money would go to the yorshim of the maid, to those that inherit the maid. And since the money was collected for this specific maid, the leftover money would go to his inheritors. As even though it is a zilzul for the maid, it's a disgrace for the maid, that the leftover money would be used by his yorshim to abundant feel that a maid is mochel his zilzul, so that his yorshim would benefit from the money. Rabbi Meir, Aymer, Meister, Amaz, Yehe, Munach, Hachi, Yavo, Elio. Rabbi Meir said, when money is collected for the bearing of a specific maid, if there's any extra money, that money would be put away until Elio comes. It cannot be used at all. As Rabbi Meir has a suffix, whether a maid is mochel his zilzul, so that his yorshin could benefit. And since we have a suffix, we don't know what to do with the money. So we have to put it away until Elio Hanna, because in the times of Mashiach, and will teach us the halacha regarding this. Rabbi Nassim, Ma'isar Amei, Spani Lo Nefesh Al Kibro. Rabbi Nassim said, when money is collected for the bearing of a specific maid, and there's extra money that is not needed, that extra money would be used to build a headstone on the grave. Now the Mefarshim said, went to the Tanakhama and said, that when you collect money for a specific maid, the extra money that is not needed will go to the yorshim of that maid. That's only if in truth the maid did not leave over any money that could be used to bury him. However, if it turns out that the maid did have money that was left over that could have been used for the burying of that maid, the money that is collected is a toast. It's a mistake that they collected the money since the maid had his own money. In such a case, we would not say that the extra money that is left over would go to the orphan. Instead, it would be returned to the people that needed it, or it would go for the burying of other maids. Now, the Mefarshim also said that when the city has Shiva Tuve Ha'ir, they have seven people that are in charge of all the tzorche rabim, of all of what is necessary for the rabim. If they're the ones in charge when the money was collected, so the money that is collected according to their das. And therefore the statutes of this mission would not apply in such a case. That which the mission dictates to us, that when money is collected, what the extra money should go for, that's only if there are no Shiva Tuveir, seven people in charge of all the tzorche rabim. However, in such a city, if there are Shivat Tuveir, and any money that is collected in that city goes according to their das, they're the ones that decide what the extra money should go for. They have the right to use the extra money for whatever they deem necessary. And three times during the year, they withdrew funds from the Lishka. The Lishka is where they placed all the Maftuch HaShekel that they collected from Klai Yisrael for the purposes of buying the Korbanot Tzibur. And they would withdraw funds from the Lishka and place them in three different boxes. And they would use the money from the boxes to buy the Korbanot Tzibur. The three times of the year that they withdrew funds were placed on Pesach half a month before Pesach. And placed on Tzeres half a month before Shavuos. And placed on Chag, which is half a month before Sukkot. The reason why they withdrew the funds three times a year instead of withdrawing all the funds at once is because even though the Maftuch HaShekel were collected for Nisan, and everybody was supposed to have given their Maftuch HaShekel by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's when they start buying Korbanot Tzibur from the new collection of Maftuch HaShekel. However, there are people that live far away from Yerushalayim that don't end up giving their Maftuch HaShekel until later in the year, so therefore they withdraw funds later in the year. So that would include also the Maftuch HaShekel that were collected after Nisan. The Hang Granos Lamaisa Behema, Dibri Rabbi Akiva. And these three times mentioned here, half a month before each one of the three regal, these are the times that you have to start taking off Maiser Behema. One out of every 10 of the newborn animals has to be brought as a Korban Maiser. And these three times, which are half a month before each one of the three regal, once it reaches this time, you cannot eat from the newborn animal without taking off Ma'aser Behemah. And the Chachamim said these three times to take off the Ma'aser Behemah because since Klal Yisrael goes up to Yerushalayim for the regal and they bring korbanos and they buy the animals in Yerushalayim to be brought as korbanos. So therefore, the Chachamim wanted that everybody would take off Ma'aser Behemah at this time, and once they take off Ma'aser Behemah, then they'll sell the behemoth to the people that are Ola Regal. However, if they would not take off Ma'aser Behemah, then they wouldn't want to sell their animals yet to the Ole Rebbe. As even though it's mutter to eat from the newborn animal without taking off Ma'aser Behemah, if it had not yet reached the time the Chachamim set to take off Ma'aser Behema. However, people did not want to eat from their animals without taking off Ma'aser Behema, even though it was Mutter. The reason being is that bringing a Ma'aser Behema is a mitzvah that doesn't cost you any money. As the owner of the animal brings the korban, and he's the one to eat from the buster or the korban, so he doesn't lose anything by bringing the animal as a korban. So therefore, people would not want to eat from the animals without first doing the mitzvah of bringing a Ma'aser Behema. So therefore, even though if it had not yet reached one of the times that the Chachamim set for taking off the Ma'aser Behema, it's mutter to eat from the new animals. However, people did not want to eat from the newborn animals without first bringing the korban Ma'aser. So therefore, the Chachamim set the three times for bringing the korban Ma'aser 2 weeks before each regal, and that way, people go ahead at that time, bring their korban Ma'aser from one out of every 10 newborn animals, and then they're happy to sell the rest of the animals to the Ole regal. And as he says, the three times the Chachamim set for the time that you have to separate one out of every 10 from the newborn animals for korban Ma'aser are not the same three times that they withdrew money from the Lishkan. Instead, the three times were the 29th day of Adar, the first day of Sivan, and the 29th day of Av. Once it reaches one of these three times, it's forbidden to eat from the newborn animals without first setting aside one out of every 10 of the newborn animal to be brought for a korban Ma'aser. The three times the Chachamim set for setting aside one out of every 10 for the newborn animal to be brought as a korban Ma'aser were the first day of Nisan, the first day of Sivan, and the 29th day of Why the Chachamim set one of the three times for the 29th day of Elul and not for the first day of Tishrei, and the other two times were set for Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Nisan, and the first day of Sivan? Why was the third time set for the 29th day of Elul instead of for Rosh Chodesh on the first day of Tishrei? So the Mishnah answered, "Mipnei shehu yantif, the Asher la'aser biyantif, lefichach hitimu la'aser b'tisha b'elul." The reason why they didn't set the time for the first day of Tishrei is because the first day of Tishrei is Yontif. It is the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, and it's Aser to take off Ma'aser on Yontif. So therefore, they were Maktim to the 29th day of Elul. The third time is not for Rosh Chodesh. Instead, it's for the day before Rosh Chodesh on the 29th day of Elul.